The Jenkins are touring Robben Island, an islet off Cape Town, where Nelson Mandela spent 18 years of his life in prison and exile.
Mr. Franklin, is that the building where the anti-apartheid activist and future politician and president Nelson Mandela used to be kept prisoner on Robben Island? Yes, this is Section B, the building where the political prisoners were kept, and that window over there was the one of his cell.
You mean the fourth one from the left, sir?
Yes, it's a 1 foot square window, covered with iron bars. But come in, welcome to Section B. Look at this grim hallway with its 30 cells. I've been working here for 9 years now, but washing it always makes my flesh creep.
It is no idyllic place. How long was he kept prisoner here?
Well, Nelson Mandela was sentenced to life imprisonment for opposing an inegalitarian system. However, he stayed in prison for 27 years, but he spent 18 years on the island from 1964 to 1982, when he was transferred to the Polesmoor prison. Look at this cell. According to Mandela, it was always damp and sometimes cold. For 18 years, he slept on a straw mat, and both his head and feet almost touched the opposite walls. I know Mandela suffered a lot from the solitary confinement on Robben Island. How harsh were the conditions? Well, you're right. The solitary confinement made the first years of his time on the island particularly difficult. He often felt disoriented and discouraged in those days. The authorities didn't let them know what was happening outside Robben Island. The inmates were not allowed to access any mass media, so the news mostly spread by word of mouth. Plus, the mail was so censored that Mandela could hardly read his letters. After 15 years of isolation, though, the authorities became less strict and they started their own radio news service, for instance. On the other hand, they rarely let Mandela see his wife, and it is reported that he only saw her once during the first 2 years and a half he spent here. But the problems didn't only arise from the solitary confinement. The inmates had to get up at 5:30 every day, and the food was so bad that both the prisoner and the wardens started a hunger strike in 1966.
He never left this place for 18 years then, did he?
Actually, we can say that he hardly ever left it. The authorities let him out of Robben Island in 1979 when he had to undergo surgery on a painful heel in Cape Town. But that lasted for a couple of days. But otherwise, they never let him out. Thus, they didn't let him bury his mother in 1968 or his oldest son the following year.
Could you please tell us about his everyday life here?
If you read his autobiography, Long Walk to Freedom, he explains the authorities usually made him and his fellow inmates crush stones into gravel in the prison courtyard we have just crossed. Sometimes they had to work in a lime quarry, which made them totally exhausted. They were occasionally forced to collect seaweed on the shore of the island where they could see the Cape Town skyline. But Mandela was always optimistic and looking on the bright side of life. That's why he has in his autobiography that the work songs they used to perform made their work lighter.
Apart from this forced labour, did the inmates have personal activities?
Well, the authorities were always keeping a close eye on the inmates, but they let them read books and study for higher degrees to further their academic education.
Did Mandela have a special status among the prisoners?
Yes, definitely. As a lawyer and a charismatic figure, he often stood up to the institution to make their living conditions better. For example, look here. The black prisoners were supposed to wear these short trousers all year round, and winters are always freezing cold here. Therefore, Mandela made the prison warden give the black inmates long trousers. I know he also made the system let them wear sunglasses in summer. What a dreadful place for such a great man.
What an important place for historians.